Yes, that's it. That's it there. Right, it's on the left here.
Just here, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It was built in 1984 or 5, I think. It's something like an ideal city. There are several rings, you saw, and sonically you went into it. Outside there's the outer street with the most noise, and you get to the next ring, fewer noise, and you get here. And I expected that it was the quietest place in the center, but there was this fountain, so it wasn't quiet, but it was a nice about sound, it's an ideal space, I think. It's good.
To develop. It is an ability to be responsive. We have also been endowed with the organs we call ears. We think that ears are for hearing, and that is true. But as Heidegger argues, it is hearing that makes the ears what they are. I would like to add also something that perhaps most of you or many of you know already intuitively, if not by reflection, that really we hear with our entire bodies. We don't just hear with our ears, but our culturation tends to focus our hearing just on our ears. As if we were supposed to really just hear with our ears and not with the rest of our bodies.
Väike Õismäe.
What is the compressor?
Well, in Estonia it's called Komposter, and it's like if you buy a ticket, you have to put it there, because if you don't put it there, then it's not valid. You can't have a bus ride.
So it shows that you bought the ticket and you used it on the bus?
Yes.
It's on the sound map as one of the endangered sounds, because it might be a thing that isn't here forever.
Yeah, because now we have newer ones as well. Not on this bus, but yeah. And they don't make that sound anymore.
So if you were a person commuting every day in Estonia on a bus, then every day you would hear this sound?
Yeah.
And then one day...
If you take the bus, yeah.
And then one day if it's not there anymore, then you don't hear that sound anymore?
No.
It's a really great project. It's a so great project. Amazing project. A very funny project.
Sexy.
Sexy project. No bullshitty project.
Sonic intervention in the urban landscape using the acoustic resonance produced when you introduce a microphone into a drainpipe, which is a very unusual thing to do, but it produces a unique result. It's a new way of listening to the sounds that we listen to every day in a town, using a microphone to get a new version of things that we see and do every day.
Very loud and clear, and pronounce it nicely. Give me three words that come to mind first in regards to the Kyön City Festival. It can be arbitrary.
Three words.
Three words. Yeah. Please.
Complex, open, participatory.
Thank you, John.
Sound, and sound.
Friendliness. That would be one. Fascination would be second thing, and learning,
exchange, catching up, learning, and pure joy.
Well, I don't have a lot to say this morning. I'm just waiting for the lecturers to come. And
three words.
Really, you mean?
Yeah.
Literally, you want three words.
Three words.
Okay. Density. Lack of time. And meetings.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Three words about Tun City. Overload. Feedback, and I'm tired.
Site-specific sound.
imaginative, diffuse, fidelity.
Tun City, the sonic discourse, and multiple layers of spaces, and a nice congregation, I would say.
Words? City, like streets, and heat.
You don't have to be constructive, just random, arbitrary.
I don't know much.
Noises? People? Radio.
Sound? Impression? Space?
Three words about your city.
I have four.
Okay, excellent.
So far, so good.
Great. Thank you.